This is Wade Rethrew with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. In the U.S., in the 5 years between 2008 and 2013, banks shuttered 2,000 branches. 93% of the closures were in postal codes with incomes below the national median. University of Colorado School of Medicine said it was returning a $1 million gift from Coca-Cola after it was revealed that the money had been used to establish an advocacy group that played down the link between soft drinks and obesity. In Sweden, 60% of new disability claims are for mental ill health. Seriously mental ill people in the U.S. die 15, 20 years younger than the rest of the population. You can be classified as middle class in Africa with $10 to $20 per person of purchasing power and upper middle class at $20 to $50 in purchasing power. World Bank reported that climate change could push more than 100 million people into extreme poverty by 2030 by disrupting agriculture and spreading malaria and other diseases. TXU Energy in Texas is generating so much wind power, accounting for about 10% of the state's generation, that it is giving away power to thousands of customers after 9 p.m. at night. In a protest against the university and its president's handling of racial tensions on the University of Missouri campus, the football team has joined the fray, saying they would not play if the president stayed. Both the president and the chancellor have now resigned. Peabody Energy, the world's largest coal company, has agreed to make more disclosures to the investors of the risk it faces from climate change. Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled against President Obama's plan to protect 5 million immigrants in the U.S. from deportation and allow them to work in a 2-to-1 decision. The administration will appeal to the Supreme Court. Researchers warn that more than a 40-inch waist for men and a 35-inch waist for women is a health risk for obesity. Social Security estimates that a child born in 2015 will live 83.1 years if a boy and 86.8 years if a girl. Others believe those numbers are lower and should be raised by 2.5 years. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.